Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible. We're in the book of Judges, and this is chapter 20. Now, there are 48 verses in this chapter. And we're going to ask the Lord now to anoint this 20th chapter and the translations and the commentary. I'm going to ask, Father God, that you open up the windows of heaven and pour out your Spirit upon the words and the commentary, and also, Lord, that you will open up our brains, our minds, and unite your Spirit in our mind with our Spirit inside our spirit, so that we can be fully persuaded in keeping our minds stayed upon you day and night, and stay in prayer. And Lord, we need guidance from you at all times. We're living in perilous times, times when people don't feel that it's necessary to keep their minds stayed upon you, times when people feel that they can just do what they please because they love their own self and their own ways more than they love your ways. But Lord, we pray that your word, that your Spirit will cause them to realize how severe you are. You're a good God, you're a severe God. You're a good God, but you're a terrorist to all those that forget you. You warn us that if we forget you, that you'll tear us to pieces. And we know that you can't lie, that you're telling the truth. And so, Lord, we pray that you do quicken us and allow us to have enough sense, Lord, from your Spirit to know that we have to apply the good things of your word, all these things, that the people that did the good things, that we do what they did, and that we don't do at all what the people that did the evil things did. Lord, we ask that you cause us to know how vital it is for us to get into the world with your word and to distribute the literature and to wear those sweatshirts and t-shirts. Because the word is out in these police stations now, they're telling people that I'm still in prison, which I've been out for over 7 years now, and also that our work doesn't exist anymore. And we know that that's what Satan is trying to do, is to extinguish any hint of us any longer. And that's why you told me to do a PR job, and you instructed me on how to do that by making these t-shirts and sweatshirts, and to do the crosses and all the jewelry, and to do these pieces of literature, and to get out, get everybody out into among the world people with this literature, because you stated plainly that in the event that we get the we don't get the gospel literature out, that we will be destroyed, and if we do, we will not be destroyed. So, Lord, I pray that this is impressed on everybody's soul, everybody's spirit, everybody's mind. They keep it first and foremost, so that wherever they go, they take literature with them, or they get out of their vehicles, that they distribute it one way or the other to those that are unsaved, so that people will know that we're around. And, Lord, they should distribute these to all the police stations, around the police stations, around areas where there are sheriff stations, police stations, highway patrol stations. Let these people know that we are alive and well and in you. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, this is the book of Judges, chapter 20, verse 1, King James Version.
Then all the children of Israel went out, and the congregation was gathered together as one man, from Dan even to Beersheba, with the land of Gilead unto the Lord in Mizpah.
Okay, and that's what the Lord wants to do, is he wants all of us gathered together as one body, one man. There's only two men. One is Adam and the other one is Jesus. And you're either in Adam or Jesus. You're either in the devil or in the Lord or the devil. And I pray that everyone will desire to be as one person, to gather ourselves together in these last days to do exactly what the Lord has told us to do. Verse 2.
And the chief of all the people, even all of the tribes of Israel, presented themselves in the assembly of the people of God, 400,000 footmen that drew sword. Verse 3. Now the children of Benjamin heard that the children of Israel were gone up to Mizpah. Then said the children of Israel, Tell us, how was this wickedness? Verse 4. And the Levite, the husband of the woman that was slain, answered and said, I came into Gibeah that belongeth to Benjamin, I and my concubine to lodge. And the men of Gibeah rose up against me and beset the house round about upon me by night, and thought to have slain me, and my concubine they have forced, that she is dead.
Yeah, they forced her, but you're the one that threw her outside. Okay, then what?
Verse 6. And I took my concubine and cut her in pieces, and sent her throughout all the country of the inheritance of Israel, for they have committed lewdness and folly in Israel. Verse 7. Behold, ye are all children of Israel. Give here your advice and counsel. Verse 8. And all the people arose as one man, saying, We will not any of us go to his tent, neither will we any of us turn into his house. Verse 9. But now this shall be the thing which we will do to Gibeah. We will go up by lot against it. Verse 10. And we will take 10 men of 100 throughout all the tribes of Israel, and 100 of 1,000, and 1,000 out of 10,000, to fetch victual for the people, that they may do, when they come to Gibeah of Benjamin, according to all the folly that they have wrought in Israel. Verse 11. So all the men of Israel were gathered against the city, knit together as one man. Verse 12. And the tribes of Israel sent men through all the tribe of Benjamin, saying, What wickedness is this that is done among you? Translation, verses 1 through 12. Israel's War with Benjamin. Then all the Israelites from Dan to Beersheba and from the land of Gilead came together in one large assembly and stood in the presence of the Lord at Mizpah. Verse 2. The leaders of all the people and all the tribes of Israel, 400,000 warriors armed with swords, took their position in the assembly of the people of God. Verse 3. Word soon reached the land of Benjamin that the other tribes had gone up to Mizpah. The Israelites then asked how this terrible crime had happened. Verse 4. The Levite, the husband of the woman who had been murdered, said, quote, My concubine and I came to Gibeah, a town in the land of Benjamin, to spend the night. Verse 5. That night some of the leaders of Gibeah surrounded the house, planning to kill me, and they raped my concubine until she was dead.
Yeah, the leaders of the city. That goes to show the same thing goes with the leaders of the countries today. They do the same kind of things. They're homosexuals, they're perverts. All right? And then they're trying to enforce the law and enforcing law against the common person that is not doing anything is nearly as enormous as they are. It's like there was a bunch of judges in Nashville, and they were coming against a bunch of Catholic ladies. They had a little bazaar going. They were selling cakes and pies, and they had a little raffle going. And they had them in church, in the court for gambling and everything. My brother Danny was invited to one of their parties, and in there they had huge they had little young girls and running around bare naked delivering food to them. Is this sick?
Yeah.
And then number two, they had great big bowls of marijuana cigarettes. They were smoking marijuana, and they were playing poker, gambling, and they had roulette wheels in there. And it was against the law in Nashville. And they had they were snorting cocaine and shooting heroin and morphine and all kinds of stuff, and they're just laughing and shaking dice, playing dice, gambling. And here, because the ladies were selling cakes and little pies to get a little raffle going, you know, even though, you know, I don't believe in Catholicism, I think that some of the people are just wonderful people, and they just need to be saved, amen?
Amen.
And get out of that political, satanic, antichrist organization. And here they were just really, it was headlines how these wicked women were doing these things, and this pompous judge, like a grand toad, was sitting in the courtroom with his robe of righteousness on and looking narrowly at these poor little frail women and just shivering. You know, these are the leaders of the city, homosexuals and every vile creature in the world, and the president, Miss Lewinsky, okay, and many others. They have tapes where his men were saying, you know, how he would recruit them to go get women for him, Mr. Clinton. My. And then he's going around killing people and thinking that he's great, you know, for bombing cities. Mr. Clinton, you're the one that's going to get bombed by the Lord one of these days, and you're not going to like it. You better repent, Bubba. Okay, then what?
Verse 6. So I cut her body into 12 pieces and sent the pieces throughout the land of Israel, for these men have committed this terrible and shameful crime. Verse 7. Now then, the entire community of Israel must decide what should be done about this, unquote. Verse 8. And all the people stood up together and replied, quote, not one of us will return home. Verse 9. Instead, we will draw lots to decide who will attack Gibeah. Verse 10. One-tenth of the men from each tribe will be chosen to supply the warriors with food, and the rest of us will take revenge on Gibeah for this shameful thing they have done in Israel, unquote. Verse 11. So all the Israelites were united, and they gathered together to attack the town. Verse 12. The Israelites sent messengers to the tribe of Benjamin, saying, quote, what a terrible thing has been done among you! Exclamation mark. King James Version, verse 13. Now therefore, deliver us the men, the children of Belial, which are in Gibeah, that we may put them to death, and put away evil from Israel. But the children of Benjamin would not hearken to the voice of their brethren, the children of Israel. Verse 14. But the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together out of the cities unto Gibeah to go out to battle against the children of Israel. Verse 15. And the children of Benjamin were numbered at that time out of the cities 26,000 men that drew sword, beside the inhabitants of Gibeah, which were numbered 700 chosen men. Verse 16. Among all this people there were 700 chosen men left-handed. Every one could sling stones at an hairbreadth and not miss. Verse 17. And the men of Israel beside Benjamin were numbered 400,000 men that drew sword. All these were men of war. Verse 18. And the children of Israel arose and went up to the house of God and asked counsel of God and said, which of us shall go up first to the battle against the children of Benjamin? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up first. Verse 19. And the children of Israel rose up in the morning and encamped against Gibeah. Verse 20. And the men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin, and the men of Israel put themselves in array to fight against them at Gibeah. Verse 21. And the children of Benjamin came forth out of Gibeah and destroyed down to the ground of the Israelites that day 22,000 men. Verse 22. And the people, the men of Israel, encouraged themselves and set their battle again in array in the place where they put themselves in array the first day. Verse 23. Verse 23. And the children of Israel went up and wept before the Lord until even, and asked counsel of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up again to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother? And the Lord said, Go up against him. Verse 24. And the children of Israel came near again, and the children of Israel came near against the children of Benjamin the second day. Translation, verses 13 through 24. Give up these evil men from Gibeah, so we can execute them and purge Israel of this evil. But the people of Benjamin would not listen. Verse 14. Instead, they came from their towns and gathered at Gibeah to fight the Israelites. Verse 15. 26,000 of their warriors, armed with swords, arrived in Gibeah to join the 700 warriors who lived there. Verse 16. 700 of Benjamin's warriors were left-handed, each of whom could sling a rock and hit a target within a hair's breadth without missing. Verse 17. Israel had 400,000 warriors armed with swords, not counting Benjamin's warriors. Verse 18. Before the battle, the Israelites went to Bethel and asked God, quote, Which tribe should lead the attack against the people of Benjamin? Unquote. The Lord answered, quote, Judah is to go first. Unquote. Verse 19. So the Israelites left early the next morning and camped near Gibeah. Verse 20. Then they advanced towards Gibeah to attack the men of Benjamin. Verse 21. But Benjamin's warriors who were defending the town came out and killed 22,000 Israelites in the fields that day. Verse 22. But the Israelites took courage and assembled at the same place they had fought the previous day. Verse 23. For they had gone up to Bethel and wept in the presence of the Lord until evening. Then they asked the Lord, quote, Should we fight against our relatives from Benjamin again? Unquote. And the Lord said, quote, Go out and fight against them. Unquote. Verse 24. So they went out to fight against the warriors of Benjamin. King James Version, verse 25. And Benjamin went forth against them out of Gibeah the second day, and destroyed down to the ground of the children of Israel again 18,000 men. All of these drew the sword. Verse 26. Then all the children of Israel and all the people went up and came unto the house of God and wept and sat there before the Lord and fasted that day until even and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. Verse 27. And the children of Israel inquired of the Lord, for the ark of the covenant of God was there in those days. Verse 28. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, stood before it in those days, saying, Shall I yet again go out to battle against the children of Benjamin my brother, or shall I cease? And the Lord said, Go up, for tomorrow I will deliver them into thine hand. Verse 29. And Israel set liers in wait round about Gibeah. Verse 30. And the children of Israel went up against the children of Benjamin on the third day, and put themselves in array against Gibeah as at other times. Verse 31. And the children of Benjamin went out against the people, and were drawn away from the city, and they began to smite of the people, and kill as at other times in the highways, of which one goeth up to the house of God, and the other to Gibeah in the field, about 30 men of Israel. Verse 32. And the children of Benjamin said, They are smitten down before us as at the first. But the children of Israel said, Let us flee and draw them from the city unto the highways. Verse 33. And all the men of Israel rose up out of their place and put themselves in array in Baal Tamar, and the liers in wait of Israel came forth out of their places, even out of the metals of Gibeah. Verse 34. And there came against Gibeah 10,000 chosen men out of all Israel, and the battle was sore, but they knew not that evil was near them. Verse 35. And the Lord smote Benjamin before Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed of the Benjamites that day 20,500 and 100 men. All these drew the sword. Verse 36. So the children of Benjamin saw that they were smitten, for the men of Israel gave place to the Benjamites, because they trusted unto the liers in wait which they had set beside Gibeah. Translation, verses 25 through 36. But the men of Benjamin killed another 18,000 Israelites, all of whom were experienced with a sword. Verse 26. Then all the Israelites went up to Bethel and wept in the presence of the Lord and fasted until evening. They also brought burnt offerings and peace offerings to the Lord. Verse 27. And the Israelites went up seeking direction from the Lord. In those days the Ark of the Covenant of God was in Bethel. Verse 28. And Phinehas, son of Eleazar, and grandson of Aaron, was the priest. The Israelites asked the Lord, quote, should we fight against our relatives from Benjamin again, or should we stop, unquote. The Lord said, quote, go, exclamation mark, tomorrow I will give you victory over them, unquote. Verse 29. So the Israelites sent an ambush all around Gibeah. Verse 30. They went out on the third day and assembled at the same place as before. Verse 31. When the warriors of Benjamin came out to attack, they were drawn away from the town, and as they had done before, they began to kill the Israelites. About 30 Israelites died in the open fields and along the roads leading to Bethel and Gibeah. Verse 32. Then the warriors of Benjamin shouted, quote, we're defeating them as we did in the first battle, exclamation mark. But the Israelites had agreed in advance to run away, so that the men of Benjamin would chase them along the roads and be drawn away from the town. Verse 33. When the main group of Israelite warriors reached Baal Tamar, they turned and prepared to attack. Then the Israelites, hiding in ambush west of Gibeah, jumped up from where they were. Verse 34. And advanced against Benjamin from behind. The fighting was so heavy that Benjamin didn't realize the impending disaster. Verse 35. So the Lord helped Israel defeat Benjamin, and that day the Israelites killed 25,100 of Benjamin's warriors, all of whom were experienced with a sword. Verse 36. Then the men of Benjamin saw that they were beaten. The Israelites had retreated from Benjamin's warriors in order to give those hiding in ambush more room to maneuver. King James Version, verse 37. And the liers in wait hasted and rushed upon Gibeah, and the liers in wait drew themselves along and smote all the city with the edge of the sword. Verse 38. Now there was an appointed sign between the men of Israel and the liers in wait, that they should make a great flame with smoke rise up out of the city. Verse 39. And when the men of Israel retired in the battle, Benjamin began to smite and kill of the men of Israel about 30 persons, for they said, surely they are smitten down before us as in the first battle. Verse 40. But when the flame began to arise up out of the city with a pillar of smoke, the Benjamites looked behind them, and behold, the flame of the city ascended up to heaven. Verse 41. And when the men of Israel turned again, the men of Benjamin were amazed, for they saw that evil was come upon them. Verse 42. Therefore they turned their backs before the men of Israel unto the way of the wilderness. But the battle overtook them, and them which came out of the cities they destroyed in the midst of them. Verse 43. Thus they enclosed the Benjamites round about, and chased them, and trode them down with ease over against Gibeah toward the sun rising. Verse 44. and there fell of Benjamin 18,000 men. All these were men of valor. Verse 45. And they turned and fled toward the wilderness unto the rock of Rimmon, and they gleaned of them in the highways 5,000 men, and pursued hard after them unto Gidom, and slew 2,000 men of them. Verse 46. So that all which fell that day of Benjamin were 25,000 men that drew the sword. All these were men of valor. Verse 47. But 600 men turned and fled to the wilderness unto the rock Rimmon, and abode in the rock Rimmon 4 months. Verse 48. And the men of Israel turned again upon the children of Benjamin, and smote them with the edge of the sword, as well the men of every city as the beast, and all that came to hand. Also they set on fire all the cities they came to. Translation verses 37 through 48. Then those who were in hiding rushed in from all sides and killed everyone in the town. Verse 38. They sent up a large cloud of smoke from the town. Verse 39. Which was the signal for the Israelites to turn and attack Benjamin's warriors. By that time, Benjamin's warriors had killed about 30 Israelites, and they shouted, quote, "We're defeating them as we did in the first battle!" Exclamation mark. Verse 40. But when the warriors of Benjamin looked behind them and saw the smoke rising into the sky from every part of the town, verse 41, the Israelites turned and attacked. At this point, Benjamin warriors realized disaster was near and became terrified. Verse 42. So they ran toward the wilderness, but the Israelites chased after them and killed them. Verse 43. The Israelites surrounded the men of Benjamin and were relentless in chasing them down, finally overtaking them east of Gibeah. Verse 44. 18,000 of Benjamin's greatest warriors died in that day's battle. Verse 45. The survivors fled into the wilderness toward the rock of Rimmon, but Israel killed 5,000 of them along the road. They continued to chase until they had killed another 2,000 near Gidom. Verse 46. So the tribe of Benjamin lost 25,000 brave warriors that day. Verse 47, leaving only 600 men who escaped to the rock of Rimmon, where they lived for 4 months. Verse 48, then the Israelites returned and slaughtered every living thing in all the towns, the people, the cattle, everything. They also burned down every town they came to.
All right, that was the 48 verses in the 20th chapter of Judges. And it looks like all these people were slaughtered. There are no more men in that country. And so now we've got some commentary.
Chapter 20, verse 1. All the Israelites gathered together except the Benjamites, verse 3, and the people from Jabesh-Gilead, chapter 21, verses 8 through 9. Dan to Beersheba was a conventional expression referring to the northern Dan and southern Beersheba. Boundaries of Israel, quote, from the land of Gilead, unquote, refers to the territory inhabited by the Transjordanian tribes. Mizpah was a town in Judah north of Jerusalem. It was not the Mizpah of Gilead. Chapter 10, verse 17, chapter 11, verse 29. Chapter 20, verse 9, quote, by lot, unquote. Casting lots was a common way of determining God's will. Chapter 20, verse 11, united together as one man. Israel was finally gathering together as a unified body. See also verse 8. Unfortunately, it took an atrocious event to bring them together like that. Chapter 20, verse 13, quote, deliver up the men, unquote. This request of the tribes of Israel was not unreasonable because they had to punish the men of Gibeah in order to purge the evil from their midst. The matter might have been settled if the Benjamites had complied with their request. Their refusal provoked a war which almost annihilated their tribe. Chapter 20, verse 16. Being left-handed made them exceptional swordsmen. Chapter 20, verse 18. Quote, house of God, unquote. This expression probably refers to Bethel, which means, quote, house, unquote, the place of that name where the Ark of the Covenant and the high priest Phinehas were located at this time, verses 27 through 28. Quote, to inquire of God, unquote. They probably inquired of the Lord through the high priests Urim and Thummim. See Leviticus chapter 8, verse 8, Numbers chapter 27, verse 21. Chapter 20, verse 26, quote, burnt offerings, unquote. See Leviticus chapter 1, verses 3 through 4, and quote, peace offerings, unquote. See Leviticus chapter 3, verse 1. Chapter 20, verse 28. Phinehas was the priest at the time of Joshua. That can be found in Joshua chapter 22, verse 13. The fact that he was still serving as priest suggests that this incident is not chronologically recorded. It took place during the early period of the judges, soon after Joshua's death. Chapter 20, verse 33. Baal Tamar was an unknown site near Gibeah. Chapter 20, verse 45. The rock of Rimmon was a refuge near Gibeah. Chapter 20, verse 46. This is an approximate number. The more precise one is given in verse 35. Chapter 20, verses 8 through 25. We are often highly resistant to the fact that we are in need of becoming more spiritual. The tribe of Benjamin satanically and foolishly denied the sins of Gibeah and self-righteously set out to defend its, quote, honor, unquote. They were unwilling to admit that there was sin in their midst. They thought, quote, they're weasels, but they're our weasels. This factual story is a powerful illustration of denying the Lord and also denying your own heart the consequences of what you're going to have to pay. Many people often hide their problems, denying the need for help until it is too late. People would be wise to humbly admit that they are doing wrong, that they're sinning, and seek to make things right. If people are sinning like that in your camp, in your church, you have to turn them over to the devil. The Lord says, cast them out of the church. Some people who call themselves Christians say, oh no, we have to have mercy on them. If the Benjamites had been willing to discipline those evil men in Gibeah, the rest of the tribe could have remained alive and strong and in favor with the Lord. But they let their weasels live and wanted to defend them. They wanted to keep them from confessing and keep them from the penalty of the law, and all of them were almost destroyed because of it. That's why when there is evil in the church, you have to report it. Otherwise, you're going to be responsible before the Lord for it. Chapter 20, verses 26 through 41. The rest of the Israelites were willing to seriously examine themselves and commit themselves to God and His guidance. These steps of corporate walking in the Spirit together, walking according to the Word of God, which is Spirit and life, led to a painful yet decisive and true victory. Some of those people who got killed were probably reluctant and felt that maybe they shouldn't be out there to execute judgment, and the Lord allowed them to be killed. God used the Benjamites' resistance and their desire to allow such evil to exist in Israel to lead them into an ambush in which they lost almost all their troops. See chapter 20, verses 14 through 15. When we are confronted by others about what we should do in such cases as that, if we have problem behavior, we need to acknowledge, if they are true, the problems that we face, and face reality, which is the Word of God, before we ever deny doing something about the situation. If we don't, it will destroy us. Chapter 20, verse 1. Dan was the northernmost city in Israel, and Beersheba the southernmost. The two were often mentioned together as a reference to the entire nation. Chapter 20, verse 13. Perhaps the Benjamite leaders had been given distorted facts about the serious crime in their territory, or perhaps they were too proud to admit that some of their people had stooped so low. In either case, they would not listen to the rest of Israel and hand over the accused criminals. They were more loyal to their own tribe than to God's law. By covering for their kinsmen, the entire tribe of Benjamin sank to a level of immorality as low as the criminals. Through this act, we get a glimpse of how thoroughly the nation's moral fabric had unraveled. The time period of the judges ends in a bloody civil war that sets the stage for the spiritual renewal to come under Samuel. See 1 Samuel. Chapter 20, verses 27 through 28. This is the only place in Judges where the Ark of the Covenant is mentioned. This probably indicates how seldom the people consulted God. Phinehas the high priest was also the high priest under Joshua. Joshua chapter 22, verse 13. The reference to Phinehas as high priest and location of the tabernacle in Bethel instead of Shiloh probably indicated that the events of these vital passages occurred during the early years of the judges. Chapter 20, verses 46 through 48. The efforts of the horrible rape and murder should never have been felt outside of the community where the crime happened. The local people should have brought the criminals to justice and corrected the laxness that originally permitted the crime. Instead, first the town and then the entire tribe defended this wickedness, even going to war over it. To prevent unresolved problems from turning into major catastrophes, firm action must be taken quickly, wisely, and forcefully before the situation gets out of hand. Chapter 20, verse 48. The tribe of Benjamin eventually recovered from this slaughter. Saul, Israel's first king, was from this tribe, 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 21. So were Queen Esther, that's found in Esther chapter 2, verses 5 through 7, and the Apostle Paul, Romans chapter 11, verse 1. But the tribe was always known for being smaller than the rest, as in Psalm 68, verse 27.
Okay, that was chapter 20 of Judges, the 48 verses in commentary, translation as well. And until chapter 21, Lord bless you and praise the Lord.